Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're rounding out Native American Heritage Month at a time when there is a long overdue call to rededicate and re-educate the invaluable contributions made by Indigenous people, as well as all that was taken. In this year's proclamation, President Biden acknowledged a painful history of broken promises and policies that sought to decimate Native populations and their ways of life. An important piece of honoring that commitment are museums. There are several in our area to visit and to learn from. One of them is joining us this morning. The Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe Museum and Visitor Center is located in Nixon, about 45 minutes northeast of Reno, Nevada, with a history that includes a 19th century war, a fight for voting rights and land reclamation. The Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe has much to share with the public. Joining us is the museum director, Billie Jean Guerrero. Thanks for joining us, Billie Jean. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
I would love to start with your background and what brought you to not only become a museum director, but also a strong advocate for the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe.
Well, I've grown up here at the Pyramid Lake Paiute Reservation. My mother is from here at Pyramid Lake, and my father is from the Walker River Paiute Tribe. So naturally, you know, growing up in the area, always interested in sharing information. And I do have an education background as well as a teacher. And so it serves me well to be able to share, make presentations to the public and educate them about the tribe's history and culture, not only past events, but current events, because we're still here. And we're still strong, we're survivors. And so it's important to share that information because a lot of people aren't aware.
Yeah. We were doing a little bit of research on you and we found a clipping of you in the Reno Gazette Journal. You were the lifestyle section back in July of 1993. Do you remember that? The article was about you making the cover of the Nevada Bell phone book.
Yeah. Well, that brings up a very fond memory. It's been a number of years. And so, yes, I was captured in a photo unknowingly. And later on, they contacted me because they didn't know who I was or where I was from. So it took them a while to track me down, ask for permission to utilize the photo.
So it made me famous. Yeah, made you famous. And you were wearing a buckskin dress that was made by a renowned teacher of Paiute tradition. The beadwork on the dress was done by yourself. And during the interview, what struck for me was that your commitment to the Pyramid Lake Paiutes and honoring tradition and educating others, it goes back decades.
It sure does. I think early on, even in my high school years, that I became involved with a lot of activist movement in regard to protecting our rights as Indigenous people, being aware of protests and takeovers and that sort of thing. But I was part of the National Indian Youth Council, and I was one of the officers for the state of Nevada. And so early on, I took a leadership role in protecting our rights.
Now, bringing us to the museum, what do you hope people take away when visiting your museum?
Well, as I was looking at our mission statement, we're really about teaching our language and culture, sharing our history, but expecting that people will appreciate our culture, have respect, and, you know, honor it. Our museum, when we first opened in 1998, they did a community survey and suggestions for the name of the museum. So the museum was named Kai Nasumunu Wakwatu, which means to never forget, you know, to always remember our ancestors. And so that's really our mission, is to keep in mind that our ancestors survived. They prayed for us, you know, to continue on and to continue our ways. So that brings into, you know, what we do on a daily basis is welcoming people in and, you know, inviting them to learn. And so we definitely add more information as much as we can. We are in a very small place, but next year we do celebrate our 25-year anniversary. And so we're very excited about that, to continue to bring in more people. And we do offer free admission. So that's a good draw for people.
And an important piece to this is educating the youngest people. You host event for schools and for students. I believe you hosted one yesterday. So what excites you about informing the children about parts of history that really are often left out of traditional history books?
I find that children really yearn for something different and finding out about the local areas. And I think it's great that the schools are able to come out and, you know, bring the students to see something different, because a lot of them don't leave town and we're just right at their back door. And so it's really wonderful to see their excitement, and they learn words in Paiute, and that really interests them. They really love it. I bring out my collection of cradle boards, and they get to learn about the cradle board and how it's used and still used today.
You know, we're talking at a time when we're rounding out Native American Heritage Month. I wonder, do these proclamations, do they carry a meaning for you? And if so, has this meaning changed over time?
Well, they do carry a meaning because, you know, it gives that public recognition. But also, I would say, as I mentioned to the children yesterday and their parents, is that every day is Native American Heritage, because it doesn't change for us day to day. It's something we carry with us all the time. But the public recognition helps the schools to recognize it, that, you know, it's part of their study, and the students, they can pick areas that they're particularly interested in. And some of the charter schools that come out, they do some very, very wonderful projects with the kids, making things and presenting a whole story. And for us, it's about telling our story, and they continue telling our story through their school projects as well.
You know, the word representation, it gets used a lot these days, and it can become watered down and lose its meaning. But representation has value, and you've carried that value throughout your life. What does Native American Indigenous representation mean to you?
Well, as I think back to, you know, the presentations that we give, especially here, there's, you know, we have our petroglyphs here, and they're the oldest petroglyphs in North America. And so not only realizing that we've been here for thousands of years and we've been able to survive that, you know, that's important for people to know that, you know, we've been here a long time, and we're still here, and we're still, you know, practicing our culture. And our role with the museum is to advocate, you know, for the continuance of all of that, especially in our survival arts. And myself, I'm a basket weaver, and I hardly have enough time. I wish I had more time to dedicate, but, you know, just looking at a basket and knowing, you know, how much skill it takes, how much time it takes to prepare the materials, along with a lot of other tools and artifacts as well. You know, as far as artifacts, it sounds like a very cold,
but it has so
meaning
much,
with that. It does have a lot of meaning.
Billie Jean, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll get more visitors to the Pyramid Lake Museum soon.
I hope so, too. Free admission. Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe Museum in Northern Nevada. That is it for Insight today. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.